Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's Chicago bringing us back. If you ever get a chance to see them in concert, take the opportunity. They're awesome. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. The world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Jim Schreier is our guest, our good friend, great Brain Trust member, management consultant, leadership expert extraordinaire. We're talking about communication right now, right, Jim? I mean, we just talked about the fact that you know, we're all humans. We're not gonna not be humans. You and I are the same DNA as Moses or Lincoln whose birthday we're gonna talk about in a minute. I mean, we're the same DNA, and our grandchildren, our great grandchildren, are gonna be the same DNA. They're gonna have more technology than we do. And one of the things that seems to be taking a hit with all the technology, one of the maybe collateral damage examples of all the technology, is the way we communicate with each other. Society is not better off from a communication standpoint in some ways because of technology. What do you think, Jim?
Absolutely, and it's not just something new. It's been around for a while. Couple of people have been talking about the absence of the human element in communication for a couple of decades already. So it started with email, and now it's with texting. And the problem, if I try and state the problem in the simplest terms, it's when somebody or a group of people rely only on one form of communicating.
Yeah.
And the latest example apparently is texting. It's like all we need to do is text. That's the only way we need to communicate.
So do you
and
know
that
people
so
do you know
out
people
of the communication.
Let me ask you a question, and this makes the point. Are you like me? You know people who you call them with your cell phone. You call them, they don't answer. You text them in case they're out of pocket, and they'll pick up the text when they pick it up. And within a half a second of you texting them, they text you back. So you know they're there. And then you learn that they could have picked up the phone, they just didn't want to.
Yep, absolutely.
Now, that's what we're talking about, isn't it? When you could talk to somebody and hear their voice, you choose not to. I think that's a mistake. Now, if you're busy, if texting, I'm driving, I'm in a meeting, I'm trying to focus on a project, that's not what we're talking about, is it, Jim?
No, not at all. We're talking about exactly that example you gave. And think about what's missing in that difference between, again, not whether I'm in a meeting, I'm dry, whatever, but I'm choosing to simply send a text message back instead of picking up the phone. Think of what's missing in that communication in terms of not hearing your voice, not hearing the tone of the voice, and so much is missing from that. And what's interesting, and I mentioned briefly in the previous segment, I worked with somebody last week, and he's actually very good at using multiple forms of communications.
Mm-hmm.
And very appropriately for Lincoln's birthday today, that's one of the things that Lincoln was great at.
Right.
He communicated multiple ways.
I do this. Look, I'm talking about, you know, people hear me saying what I'm saying and they think I'm a Luddite, but in any given day, I'll talk to somebody on LinkedIn, I'll tweet a bunch of times. There's no telling how many emails I deal with. And I'll leave a voicemail, or you know, I'll write a note and mail it. I'll, you know, whatever. I use all the different forms, but they're tools. They're but if you and I connect on somehow on LinkedIn, Jim, during the week, you send me a quick note because you're already there, and I send you back one. Before we go very far down that road, we're going to pick up the phone.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. And Jim, you mentioned something else that I think is very important that I started doing fairly recently. I used to, on a fairly regular basis, working particularly with some of the individuals that I'm coaching, I would send them a link to an article, and you know, in an email perhaps. But I tried something differently, and it was based on something I read, so I thought it was a great idea. I started printing out a copy of something, and I mailed it to them, snail mail, with a note. And the response I got was overwhelmingly, thank you. I took the time to read this. I really appreciated that personal side of it. Mm-hmm. You know, we've dropped out, you know, we've gotten away from that form of communication. And I'm not saying we need to replace it and do that all the time. I still send links of articles to people.
Well, the problem we've got, Jim, is you and I, back to what I said earlier, we've come through the whole, we were there in the beginning. We're here now. There's a generation of people who don't have that perspective, that background at all.
Yes.
And I wish when they hear a couple of old fogies like you and me talk about it, they wouldn't write it off. They would say, okay, yeah, they are old fogies. Okay, you know, hello, boomer. But maybe they would take it to heart and think about it, because they're still the same humans, the same analog beings that you and I are.
Well, and I think that's why we do it as old boomers, as you say. That's why we need to do that in communicating with younger people, because the example that I just gave you, one of the people that I've been sending printed copies of articles via snail mail to is a 28-year-old guy, and he's loving it, so he's starting to do it.
There you go. Good for you, Jim. Hey, Jim, I need your website, please.
Barcliffs, FARCLIFFS.com, Barcliffs.com.
Jim Schreier, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Jim, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, sir. Will do.
See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.